dreams I left behind. I am light. I am light. I am not the color of my eyes. I am not the skin on the outside. I am not my age. I am not my race. My soul inside is all light. I am the light, I am light. I am divinity defined. I am with God on the inside. I am a star, a piece of it all.
Om Shanti. How many of you are almost completely free from sorrow? Can I see hands? Show me hands. Free from sorrow. That means, in other words, I said almost, I gave you margin. Already 10%, 20%. That means, in other words, you are always happy. Or, in other words, Baba keeps saying, carefree emperor. No worry, no concern. So at least these three things, free from sorrow, one word which is used in Hindi for sorrow is called gum. You know word gum, right? Yeah, gum that sticks, right? You know that gum. So when something sticks, what happens? It's like blockage, right? These days it has become such a common thing. Running to the hospital, why? There is blockage. One artery is completely blocked, two are blocked, for some all are blocked. They reach in time. If there is anything from past in your this life, or could be, we don't know, from the past. If it is from the past, then you are very, very sensitive. You feel sorrow so quickly. That is why one of the definition of the yogis is one who is beyond praise and deformation. Respect and humiliation. That means the various circumstances or people's attitude or could be interaction or behavior causing, it's their behavior, but causing me sorrow. Someone is doing something and is causing me sorrow. And you say, well, this was really, I couldn't take it. So insulting, it was so humiliating. But why you felt this way? And not only that, but it was said to me in front of so many people. This Sister Mohini is this, and I came to know. Not 100% for me, it's not a big thing. It's all right. One who said it, those who heard it, they have to process. I am what I am. Stay in my self-respect. Why should I feel humiliated? Many souls come to me and say, this one said, I say, oh, that's good. That's very good if she could say that. Because internally I could say, no, I'm not this. So not to take sorrow. But some people say, oh, if this one said this, maybe I should also react in that way, respond in that way. No, I won't. I have to sow the seeds which I will reap. I'm not responsible for what others speak or others say. It's their karma, isn't it? I'm not going to get into action-reaction. That is another bondage. We call it chain. I don't want to be in the chain. I want to be independent seed. And I sow that seed that I am not going to even think about it. So not taking sorrow of any situation. And there are some situations, they have caused so much trauma. I'm using word shock and trauma, that they have become like part of my memory. That's another thing is, oh, I remember this person said something very false. That is one thing, but other person believed it. Then also speaks like that. Or whatever. So how nothing emerges in my memory which is of any kind of sadness. But I keep thinking why Baba is emphasizing so much not to have sorrow. There must be some significance. And of course, as one I said, is the blockage. But also how that energy of sorrow will not allow us to experience attainments. God's love, family's love, fortune which I have. I will be deprived of experiencing all that. So I don't know how much you are paying attention to a Vyakti signal of this year, this month. And because I read every day and I take it as my homework, I have really taken it seriously in the sense that not even any symptom, any memory emerges suddenly. If you see a situation, oh, this was done to me too. How memory comes, and then you speak out sometimes. So it could be any, but have determined thought before the end of this month. How many more days? Few, right? That I will be free from sorrow and full of happiness. Now this has two things. One is Avyakta Bhavta, that this time said, contentment is the power. And if you are contented, you will have all the powers. So few had this question, why contentment this time? Because word contentment is fullness, bharpur. Very, very few are fortunate who always feel that I have everything. Everyone belongs to me. Fullness, bharpur. Feeling, experiencing the fullness within you is contentment. But also, when a book is written, the first part of the book is content. Yeah? Book begins with the word content. Contentment is a kind of nature. So free from sorrow and contentment. If there is even little bit sorrow, lot of energy goes waste. So they are kind of combined combination, free from sorrow and complete power of contentment. Power of contentment. And that contentment is visible on your face, in your eyes, in your normal life also, contentment. I never get this, and I say I always get it. So your words, your thinking will be all depending on the power of contentment. If you feel you are deprived, you are not given, you do not have enough opportunity, all that is sorrow. Thursday morning, I had this whole feeling. On Wednesday, I want to go to Baba. I want to get message from Baba. So I wake up 3:30, and I was just going to get freshen up, to sit for Amrit Vela. And something such happened that no way I could go on the stage. And whatever I'm watching now, what is happening. But I'm not having thought that I was supposed to be there, and look at where I am. I didn't have, and I was surprised that, you know, somewhere I will say, oh, I should have been there. Well, it's drama. I myself was surprised that why I'm not feeling that sorrow or something didn't happen. And that is where someone asks question, who is powerful, drama or Baba? Baba says, I am also in bond of drama. Even some ask question, if everything is fixed, Baba is also bond in drama, why should I ask for help from Baba? He can't help anyway, no? Because drama is fixed. So lot of internal questions arise. Ramesh Bhai took a class. I was reading or listening recently, because he used to be in family and business and our accountant, lawyer, all that. So his churning was in a way different. So he was just saying that, if you remember Baba, you will get help. So then other one say, if drama is fixed, how can he help? But that also is fixed. Everything is fixed, but you do it, remember Baba, then you will see what help you got, right? But if you think, Baba can't help me anyway, so why I have to remember Baba? Remembering is fixed and help is also fixed. He has to help. Whether you feel it or not depends on your remembrance. When we were young in knowledge, I was standing at the bus station and I said, Baba, please, bus should come early, right? Keep remembering, Baba. So then, if bus has to come, there is a fixed time in drama, what should I do? At least remembrance is keeping you calm. Remembrance is keeping you peaceful. And the vibrations of Baba's remembrance can do magic. Even that magic is fixed in drama, but it has to happen, right? So what should I do? Remember Baba, right? So that fixed magic will happen. But someone said, if that is fixed, it has to happen, then what's the importance of my remembrance? So we can keep going on into that, but I will definitely say, Baba is almighty. Drama could be master almighty, but not almighty. Baba is in bond of drama. He's teaching us that when it comes to settling and accumulating, whatever, because another word for drama is karma. But Baba doesn't want to say that to us is karma, because karma makes you like, oh, it's karma. That's not very positive word, right? So Baba says drama is accurate calculation, as I said, whether accumulating or settling. And it happens so suddenly, within 1 second. But we shouldn't get into that trauma of drama. So Baba is definitely almighty. Deeply within every thought answered should bring contentment. Some souls, they suffer a lot because they do not have this nature, or they still have sanskar of not being satisfied. We should create those sanskars and the nature of being contented. Sometimes contentment can make you lazy, less ambitious, careless. It's all right. Everything is okay. It's all right. Everything is... So many people think, I have to be ambitious or I have to keep aim. But if I have contentment, then I'm not very enthusiastic. But contentment, if you want to move and progress, contentment is very important. Otherwise you are losing some powers and you still want, will move forward, but still you are losing some things too. These are very, very subtle things which you have to not only try to understand the meaning, but I would say experiment. And very subtly notice that because I was not content, not only what I felt, but what happened. Attainments of confluence ages. So I was also kind of saying, where is the land free from sorrow? Where is it? Did we get answer? Yesterday or day before? I got the answer. Where is that land of free from sorrow? There. Tell. Heart. Heart is the one who feels sorrow first. So Baba gave answer day before yesterday. Three lands of free from sorrow. First is confluence age. So first attainment of confluence age is free from sorrow. Then of course Baba says, your home is free from sorrow. And third is golden age, is the land free from sorrow. Three lands. So if you want to be the emperor, then first at confluence age, carefree emperor. We say we don't worry, but we are concerned. For everything, I have a concern, I have a concern. So the attainments, which really begins from knowledge, purity, all virtues, all powers. But at present time, from Baba's teachings, I would say, confluence age is the land, has to be for us land free from sorrow. Sometimes even someone else is suffering and we also start suffering. Last night Bhumi Ben had to be on a call with a very young woman left body. But the way the family was describing, there was a lot of sorrow, a lot of shock. But did I felt the heat of that flame of sorrow? You might not catch the fire, but the heat is there. That means some vibrations of that sorrow comes. So you can keep your attainments only if you don't allow the powers and the virtues to be lost in sorrow or could be lack of contentment. So lack of contentment, you lose lot. So whatever I have, like one of the big question is, are you content with your parts you are playing? How many of you are content with your own part? Or you want something different? Maybe I should be this one. I should, when I speak, I should be like this one. There are many. They like to travel, they say, oh, I want to travel like this one. And I always say, but my part is my part. I should be so happy playing my part and have contentment. Because maybe if I would have got that part, I wouldn't have been happy. So contentment in my part, contentment in my attainments. One time Baba said to us many, many years ago, make the list of how many different types of happiness and how many different types of sorrows. Many, many years ago. So when we will know, like we talk about viceless, all virtuous, all powers, so whatever time is left for me to make efforts, its effort should be to look at the attainments. Do I feel that all my powers are working? Sometimes you have air condition at home, but you haven't used for a few years. You're not sure if it works or not. Same could happen with our powers. Recently I noticed that I'm responding and I'm noticing something which I didn't have before. So I realized that maybe I didn't pay attention to use this virtue for a long time. So then I realized that drama is very helpful, very helpful. A situation will come so that you can use your power. If that situation won't come, you won't use power. So you won't even know that it's working or not. Every situation helps you to be complete in virtue or power. So you love them or you don't. So you love drama, right? As soon as you say drama, you could smile. If you don't say drama, you can't smile. Do you all agree with me or no? Yes? Yes, sure? So we are going with all the contentment, right? Most of us are returning, kind of time to return. So what I am taking and what I am leaving, I am taking power of contentment and I am leaving sorrow. So one was on this drama, and there was another, I think, two questions, right? So do you all feel you're going full? Yes? You are in silence today? No? Then say yes or no. Yes? There was a time when all of us, means my age group, we used to live in Pandavan. Since I came to Baba, it was Pandavan. Then Dadi said, no, we should be in Gyan Sarovar. Said, okay. You were not happy, but we came. And now, Shantivan, that's okay too. So wherever I came and I felt so much at home, because we have stayed for years in Gyan Sarovar, but now, according to the assignment, you have to have different place too. Content. We have to, because I want everything to be accumulated. Don't want to lose anything. And for that, Baba says, everything is good, will be better and better. Everything will be better and better. Always remember this. Some say, how will it be better? And if it happens, how is it better? It is, Baba is saying it, it will be better and better. So Baba's verse, versions have to be used, churning, implementing, becoming. So there is lot of fulfillment every moment, lot. So we are all fortunate, best fortune. There is no bigger family than BK family. Biggest family in the world is BK family. Biggest, Baba says, richest, I said, right. How many homes you have? How many? In India they say, how many centers? 12 centers, 200 Gita Parshala. And it's so interesting, when you go to these small places where they call it Gita Parshala, they will offer you bhog, they will offer you flowers, they will put garland. Every home has that love, hospitality, whether they are big like London or whether they are small in a village. All, everything is my home. Do you feel that fortunate? Yes? Yes. So attainments, make the list of not only spiritual attainments, but having a family, having unlimited homes, world servers. So feel intoxication of your fortune, of your attainments. Proud not only of only yourself, but for everyone. Because everyone is so unique and special. Everyone. Baba's child has some specialities. Because whatever each one of us have learned and doing is what Baba taught us. All of us, when I think, I didn't know, but when I came to Baba, I learned. I didn't know this, when I came to Baba, I learned from Dadis, from Baba. Didi Manmohini was my direct, immediate, in charge sister. So we had to write letters to Baba. Every Tuesday, Friday, all the news had to be given. So one time I wrote letter, and so generally in train that time they will put the mail. So it takes like 3 days or sometimes 5 days. But in that letter there was no date. That means if in Madhuban Baba or anyone see when was that letter written or mailed, they couldn't find it. So they told Didi, and Didi told me. I have a degree, right? And I didn't think that I have to start with the date. When we write letter, we have to write date so that they know when have you written that. Do you all do that? How many of you don't do? Now I do. Like this little things. And of course Dadi is always used to say, forget about what your education is, learn what Baba is teaching. And Baba taught us every little thing. Whether it is cleaning, whether it is organizing, whether it is admin or anything, it's Baba. So he's not only teaching knowledge. Anything we do is special. So everyone is special, right? So give a big, big hand to yourself. And of course, congratulations for making your journey up to now, your travel or whatever way, whatever obstacles came, you passed with honor. And that's why you are here. Right? So I really give congratulations to all spiritual travelers. We will continue our journey until we reach to our aim and destination. We become and we reach also. Om Shanti.
Nice love. There is nothing else. Baba's service can't stop anymore. I am not an only child. I have Brazil to take care of. I cannot stay.
Yeah.
Deixa o samba morrer, não deixa o samba acabar. O morro foi feito de samba pra gente sambar. Quando eu não puder pisar mais na avenida, quando as minhas pernas não puderem aguentar, eita, meu povo, meu anel de Baba entrego a quem mereça usar. Não deixa o samba morrer, não deixa o samba acabar. O morro foi feito de samba pra gente sambar. Não deixa o samba morrer, não deixa o samba acabar. O morro foi feito de samba pra gente sambar. Não posso ficar nem mais um minuto sem você, Baba. Sinto muito amor, mas não pode ser. Moro em Madhuban. Se eu perder esse trem e sair agora, Why, Scotty, go do, why, Scotty, go do, why, Scotty, go do.